The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop,
Nicole Byer. Welcome to
hey,
Nightly Pop.
Nicole. Hi.
Maybe you're the first gay bachelor and we don't even know.
Billy knew.
But how much would we love it if ABC did a gay bachelor?
I want to have fun and I want to live with my friends.
We could genuinely live together.
No, yeah,
have a king bed. We'd be fine.
What?
Boy! They're so close. Me in the middle and the two ladies on each side.
I wonder if I could have two husbands.
I'm coming in there, ready to go for 2 to 3 minutes.
Welcome to Nightly Pop. We have got a lot to talk about tonight. Mm-hmm. Hunter and James are here. Y'all ready to get into this?
Very yes. much so.
Yeah.
Let's
very
do it.
I'm excited.
You hyped up?
Well, I'm hyped up because look at this damn outfit.
You like this
you
dress?
You look good, yeah.
You know, losing a little weight, getting a little snatched.
Uh-huh.
Started a clothing line.
You look like
this
an
is yours?
This is my clothing line that will be
wow.
my line.
Look at okay. that.
That will be launching next month. So yes, now everyone has heard that former Bachelor Colton Underwood came out as gay on GMA, and Twitter is celebrating because it could finally mean that ABC is going to have a gay Bachelor season. And years ago, someone predicted it actually could happen.
The first thing I do, I'm gay. I know that's a shock, Colton. And that I think you should look into. Maybe you're the first gay Bachelor and we don't even know.
I
put that in your promo. See you later.
Maybe Billy knew something we didn't know.
Inside Colton, when that was happening, was like, it's happening.
There were a lot of people online who were saying, oh, yeah, we knew.
Billy knew.
Billy was
super confident.
And maybe they knew before he did. We don't know. But how much would we love it if ABC did a gay Bachelor season?
Not only would it be the first gay Bachelor season, it would be the first Bachelor that's had a restraining order put against him. Oh. So very exciting all around. Who knows what's going to happen this season? Imagine the puns that they could do. You're going to have to restrain yourself from this one.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Colton's time with that franchise is kind of done, but I do think, like, having a gay Bachelor is a great idea.
Yeah.
I mean, heterosexual people are not the only entertaining people.
Okay,
you know?
That part.
I mean,
thank you
I don't
so
want to say the wrong thing, but gay people are super entertaining. You know,
no, so. Well, basically, I mean, like, straight people are kind of boring.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's the same formula.
And you know who's the worst of them all? Straight white guys. I'm working on it, but boy, do I have a lot of ground to cover to get back to being cool, you know?
You do.
You lost your voice as you said yeah. that.
Yeah. I got nervous.
Yeah.
I was like, they're on
sort
me.
Of shaking a little bit over there. All right, let's talk about the Jersey Housewives. The ladies hit up a psychic on tonight's episode. These are my favorite episodes when they go to psychics. Dolores actually got some relationship advice from her grandmother's spirit.
She said, he's not chasing you the way you should be chased. Is your grandmother saying, is he your soulmate?
No. Well, do you know if he is or not?
I can, if she wants to
sure,
know.
Sure, tell me. Is he?
He's not.
Right.
However, there's a lover out there for you you'll have chemistry with like you've never had before.
Oh, I love that.
But it won't be until you're free. So as soon as you're ready to open that door, the lover's coming.
You know, maybe David and I will just park gracefully, but... It's okay. I'm okay with it.
It's
that.
Okay.
Well,
so did she just agree to leave her partner right there?
Well, first of all, I think there were questions in the relationship before the psychic. Yeah. Sometimes when you go to psychics, it's confirmation on things you already know.
I think it's easy to be a psychic when you've watched the previous four seasons of the show. That
you're so
on.
Skeptical. Well, what about when it happens to regular people? I don't like when you do this to psychics because there are people out there who genuinely have a gift, Hunter. I told you I've gotten readings before and they...
What'd they say?
A lot of things.
And they all worked out?
A lot of it worked out. They told me I was going to get this show and I was going to have this really, really contentious and combative co-host.
She's gone now. Okay. So what did she say about the other one?
Oh, my God.
So you put a lot of weight into what they say, too?
No, I don't put a lot of weight. You know what I take a psychic reading as is like, it's going to rain regardless. They just tell you if you need an umbrella. So you are, there's a little bit of a protection there that you're, you just know, hey, I'm gonna be protected in this when this rainstorm comes, as opposed to being out there with no jacket.
By the way, you said that.
Thank you.
You said that.
Okay.
That was a quote right there.
You like that?
Should I steal that for IG?
You can take that.
You said that.
But can I just say the rain would be a good indicator if I need an umbrella or not?
Yeah, but if it happens out in the blue, there's days when it doesn't look like it's gonna rain, and then all of a sudden it rains and you're caught outside without a raincoat.
I'm born and raised in Los Angeles. This is not an issue that I will have.
All right, we gotta move on. Demi Lovato was just on Drew Barrymore's talk show, and they discussed Demi's current living situation, which Drew seems to be all about.
I'm living with one of my best friends, and
so fun.
Yeah, totally. Well, I was engaged to a dude and almost did that. And I was like, that's not the life for me. Like, I want to have fun and I want to live with my friends. Like, let's normalize that.
This is your life.
I love living with my friends. It's amazing.
You like it.
Well, I've never met a girl who's minded. Like, one, because...
To your face.
Listen, here's the difference.
To your face.
Here's the difference.
She's talking shit about you to her girlfriends in the group
here's
chat.
The
I promise you.
I own the home.
Do you have to throw out that you own a home?
It might come up. Like, if she goes...
it might come up because she brings it up.
Well, she might say something like, what do you want to have for dinner? And I might go, I don't know, I'm tired because I was at my house renovating it this weekend. Something natural like that. That way she knows.
Yeah, you're throwing it out there.
House prices in that area are just skyrocketing right now. I'm thinking sushi.
It's like the worst. James, are you like a person who likes to live alone, or do you like being surrounded by a bunch of people because you have an insecurity of being alone and you don't like, you know, empty silences for too long?
Yeah, I like living alone for sure. I mean, I love roommates, but like I'm an only child. So like
oh, you are, okay.
Alone time is lit.
You like being alone.
I love being alone. Like, come through, kick it, and then leave. My house is like a special curated vibe by me. And so anyone coming in there is temporarily throwing it off. And it's like, I'll accept that for a while, but then we need to reset.
I like that.
That's my formula. Yeah.
That sounds sexy, actually. A nice curated vibe.
A curated vibe.
Well, you and I feel like if we moved in with each other...
Oh, stop.
Let's just see how it feels. Anyway, if you and I moved in together at the beginning of Nightly Pop, would have been a nightmare. But now I feel like we could genuinely live together.
No, absolutely not. I could never live with you.
So, are you kidding me?
No, I'm dead ass
I have
serious.
A king bed. We'd be fine.
What? Boy! Let's move on because we are not getting a Family Matters reboot anytime soon, unfortunately. But Urkel is coming back in a way. So Jaleel White has a new weed line called It's Purple, which will focus on the popular cannabis strain, Purple Urkel.
Did I do that?
I'm not mad at him cashing in on this.
It's also beautiful. Just look like a little Christmas tree. Waiting to be lit up for the holidays.
James, like, do you participate in the Devil's Lettuce?
Yes. you know, I like this for him. This is like a way to say, I'm not Urkel anymore, I'm weed. You know? You know, this is Stefan Urkel right here.
This is, yes. I'm here for the Purple Urkel glow up. The people that own it and make it their own are the ones who evolve out of it, I feel like. Once you're just not afraid to make... Jamie Foxx could have got stuck with playing Wanda from In Living Color if he wanted to. You evolve out of it if you allow yourself to not take it too seriously.
Yeah, also, if you have Jamie Foxx's abilities as a human, it's insane.
And who has more range, Jamie Foxx or Will Smith? Come on.
Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, 1,000%.
Really?
Will Smith is, like, 1,000,000% charisma. Like, not saying he's not talent, but, like, you're going to see Will Smith ass.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx, like, you went to see him as Ray or, like, Mike Tyson. Like, he loses himself.
I saw a tweet that said, Jamie Foxx can play Will Smith. That's yes. how talented he is.
That's a great. Will
Smith can't play Jamie Foxx.
No.
And I said, oh, you might have a point. We got to take a break, but up next, Hunter is finally learning how to beat a bully's ass. Finally.
That's so scary. I do not want to do this.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The show Seeking Sister Wife is teaching us that being in a throuple is all about trust. Like, never trust your husband in a hotel room with his other wife.
How did you sleep?
I slept like a big baby.
A big baby?
Big baby.
Last night, I was in my room and Roberta came to get me because she was worried about me being alone. And we just stayed up talking and hanging out till about 2 a.m.
The plan was for me to have alone time with Roberta, but Roberta felt very sensitive towards Danielle's feelings.
It truly means a lot to me that Garrick and Roberta would set aside their intimacy for that first night.
After Roberta demanded that she stay the night in the room with us, Danielle had to go back and get her stuff and stuff, so me and Roberta were able to be intimate quickly before Danielle came back, and it was a good laugh.
A good laugh.
Wait a minute. So how quick? She just went to get her stuff. Like, how quick was this moment? The laugh was on him.
Yeah, her stuff's in the next room, too. So it's not like she had to...
If he's that quick, let me tell you something. Roberta's laughing, but it's not with you.
You kind of need to be that quick, though, to have two wives, you know? Because you've got to bounce between. Yeah. You can't be too selfish with one.
What?
In that world, it is a talent.
It's a talent.
It's not a talent.
Yeah.
I'm kind of liking Roberta, though, because she... I kind of thought she was going to come on this show and she was going to take this man away. Mm. And he obviously is more into her than his first wife. And she's not having it. She's like, no, I'm with her too. Like, bring her in here. I don't care if it's the first night. I like that because he's doing a horrible job of making his wife feel secure.
Like, I like the confessionals of him being like, yeah, Danielle kind of ruined my night. And then
yeah.
Danielle goes, isn't it sweet that they wanted me back? If you could have two really beautiful women, but you have to share one bed with those two women every single night.
You know what's weird to me about you is that you want a house full of guys, but you don't want a bed full of women.
I want a bed full of women, but I don't want them to spend the night.
Okay, you know what? I can't. What is wrong with you?
It's a lot of like breathing the other way because it's hot air coming from somebody.
Imagine if they're both laying on your arms and now you just got no arms.
All right, you guys. This has been getting a ton of attention on social media. So speaking of relationships, The Game tweeted, maybe I'm old school, but my woman ain't paying one damn bill. If you're taking care of home, cooking, and f***ing the s*** out of me, life on me, period. Thoughts? Opinions?
Agree, 100%.
Really?
If you're doing all that, life on me. You know, like, because that's what I like.
So you would pay for hair, nails, all her bills, are you paying the rent?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I'd probably marry that person. And then once we're married, life on me.
But that's not... You would marry her if she was doing that?
What was the list again?
Okay. Hunter, are you doing this? Are you gonna... Is life on you if she's taking care of home, cooking and f***ing shit out of you?
Well, I'm doing those things too. You know, I'm the other half of the sex. I love cleaning the home.
I'm the other half of the sex. That's the first time I've ever heard anybody say that. I'm the other half of the sex.
You're not there
really?
Out there by yourself.
Yeah.
Oh,
she's not just
God.
Doing a solo show. I'm coming in there ready to go for 2 to 3 minutes.
I will say he didn't mention anything about really like personality.
No.
And that would also be necessary for life on me.
Yeah.
Because if you're doing all that, but then in between you're annoying or negative.
Annoying is very relative because a lot of men think a lot of things are annoying.
No, not annoying by challenging me or holding me accountable annoying.
Okay.
I mean annoying like you have negative energy. You don't speak life into me.
It's just hard to discuss this when it's coming from The Game because he'll tweet that and then the next one he's like, if a bitch don't suck my dick, I'm kicking her out of my car. Like, he says, like, crazy stuff all the time. It's hard to take him seriously. I do implore every man to get a pair of gray sweats if you don't have a pair.
Our producers love this photo. You guys there's other photos of The Game, and you found the
Why
only
are
one.
You, Why are you so offended by it? Just because you ain't got no gray sweat. Finally, UFC star Conor McGregor is sharing his parenting tips, but some people aren't happy with the advice he just gave his son.
Did he hit you, did he?
Yeah.
Where did he hit you? What did he say? Hit him back.
He said.
Where are you going to hit him? Hit him in the mouth. He hit you in the back, did he? How much did he go hit him in the mouth? Aim for the mouth and mouth on the nose, champ, yeah?
Okay. How are you guys raised? Were you raised like this, or was this doing too much?
I mean, some dads just be like that. Like, my dad wasn't, but I had uncles and other, people, like, men in my life who were, like, you know, teaching that aggression, so. Mm-hmm.
It's a horrible thing to teach a child, but yeah. Also, children are, like, unbreakable. If you're ever gonna, you know, have your child fight somebody, do when they're young.
Oh, my God. But the problem is, being that young, you really retain, like, you, when you're that young and your dad is super involved, they're like God to you. So, like, everything my dad said, I absorbed, even if it was ridiculous as a kid, because I just was like, whatever my parents say, I believe. And definitely going into school, I was taught, like, you don't start a fight, you don't pick on anybody. Mm. But if somebody put their hands on you,
right,
you take them out.
Yeah.
That's how I was brought up. And they were like, and you're not gonna get in trouble. So they was like, we gonna tell your teacher, like, oh my God, we can't believe Nina doing this. But at home, they like,
yeah.
Like, so that's how it was. So, but I went into that thinking, I'm not gonna ever participate in bullying. I'm never gonna pick on anybody. So usually I was fighting the bullies.
I like this superhero story.
Right?
Nina, the bully beater.
Yeah, I didn't play that. I didn't like seeing people get picked on, you know, especially
swooping
like
in with the hands.
Yeah, like, no, I didn't play that. All right, you guys, we gotta take another break. But coming up, Wipeout and Nailed It host Nicole Byer is here.
Woo!
We're so excited to talk to her. We're getting the lowdown on her dating life and her pole dancing skills.
Yeah. I got lots of questions.
Just hosting by myself.
Come on, let me be in it.
No, get out of here! Welcome to my channel, fam. We've got the dopest collabs with other influencers like Jenna here. Her travel blog is flipping insane. Come for the big trips, stay for the beauty tips. Be sure you hit that subscribe button before it hits you.
Is a look at Wipeout on TBS, hosted by John Cena, and our guest, one of my favorite people, Nicole Byer. Welcome to Nightly Pop.
Nicole!
Hi.
Nicole, you and I have something in common that I absolutely love. It's that we have some of the darkest senses of humor of anybody I know on television.
And yet,
yes, and yet we both host family baking shows. And now Wipeout, which is also very family friendly. How is it balancing that?
It's interesting because I don't balance it. So, like, the editors edit whatever they want. And then when I do, like, stand up live, sometimes people are like, oh no. And I'm like, well, get over it. I'm talking about my. It's fine. Your wife has one. You have. It's fine.
Outside of work, you also seem to pick up a new hobby every week. And we get to see the journey. Like, I remember the rollerblading. And lately, we've been tracking your pole dancing progress on Instagram.
Ooh.
And you just nailed a big move. Let's go ahead and take a look.
Wait, that bounce, though.
Any tips for beginners out there? I haven't spent a lot of time on the pole.
It's easier than you think. Like, I hadn't pole danced since November because I dislocated my ankle. So I've just been, like, healing. It's fun. It's a workout. And you get to feel slutty.
Wait, how did you dislocate your ankle? I need to know that. Was it on the pole that you dislocated your ankle?
No, it's very boring. I just fell down my stairs.
Oh.
Very boring.
And by the way, Nicole, pole dancing is not easy, so you must be skilled because I have tried that and I almost broke my ankle. So,
well, you just have to, like, keep going. Also, when people don't tip strippers in a club, I'm like, these women are working so hard. You get like pole burn from some moves.
No, I want to talk to you about this because I am single in a pandemic and you have been very open about your dating struggles during the lockdown. So I wanted to know, you know, with everybody getting vaccinated, what is your stance? Because I'm calling this my whole summer. Mm-hmm. What is your stance on whole summer?
Oh, I love it. Do what you want. That's what I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to be out in these streets, okay?
You will.
They're going to have to pull me back inside.
Okay, well, I'll be right with you, sis. and maybe with that on that poll with you too, and we can make this happen together. Do you have anybody on the list,
yes,
like a celebrity crush that might be on your list once we get outside?
No, not really. Like, where am I gonna find a celebrity? Like, how's that gonna happen? No, I just want just a regular old person with a big. That's what I want.
Oh, well, I feel like that's everybody's dream. Not you, Hunter, but
yeah,
you know, everybody
we have different dreams, but. That's great. Have you ever slid into a DM?
No, I've never slid into anyone's DMs. That's like very bold and brazen. I would never.
You
Nicole,
should do
I'm
it.
Gonna slide in your DMs today, but it's for friendship. So
yeah.
I am gonna slide
okay.
in that bag. Just know it.
Okay.
So don't leave me on red, girl.
We also want to talk about your podcast, 90 Day Bay, which is all about one of our favorite shows on this show, 90 Day Fiance. And we wanted to get your take on Big Ed's dating situation. Like, for example, he finally gets a woman to go out with him, but he just can't play it cool.
Can I kiss you?
Don't make it weird.
I won't.
Oh. Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, God.
That was awesome.
Mm. Oh!
Thank you.
It's disgusting. Disgusting. I do not like Ed. That was one of the worst things that has ever been aired on television. This is so awkward. Ed is the most awkward person. He's talking about winning a woman. I'm like, why don't you be friends with a woman first? Why don't you think about a woman like a person? I hate Ed. I think he is disgusting. I think he is, and like, not his person, like, his personality is so gross. I just, ugh, he grosses me out. That girl does not like him. I don't get it.
He makes interesting TV, I will say, although, because I truly don't think people like Ed exist. Like, I just don't think someone is truly that awkward, Nicole.
Yes,
you know?
That's what you think. And then you see it on television where he's like trying to kiss her, but kisses her cheek. And he's like, I kissed your cheek. And it's like, she doesn't want to be kissed. What's wrong with you?
Nicole, we're so sorry we have to say goodbye, but unfortunately we are out of time. We appreciate you so much for being on with
love
us.
Love you, Nicole.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You can see Nicole on Wipeout Thursdays on TBS and the new season of Nailed It is streaming now on Netflix.
Yeah, so we got to get James back in here and thank everybody for hanging out tonight. We're yes. pretty good show tonight, I will say. You guys, we will see you tomorrow night. Bye.
Bye-bye. Send those VDRs, baby.